it is Hank.
Not necessarily the Hank.
Sound the bell.
Here we go.
Here's the good news. And a lovely Tuesday installment of
Not Necessarily the News.
Which has us wondering, will the Dallas country stations also copy this at 6:40 every morning, just like they're doing with everything, and then make an HD station out of it?
Yeah, I mean,
good luck with that.
If we could get a major market TV station to cover that as well.
For an HD2 station. All right, let's get to what's important.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Nobody won the Powerball, and it's climbing and climbing. $1.25 billion. No big winners there. So that's going to be fun. Again, the winning numbers were not ours or yours. And there were a couple big tickets that were sold, but this is getting big. It's the second largest coming up ever. Of course, the biggest Powerball jackpot was back in September, $1.78 billion. So now if you don't want to do that, then you can just go find one of the final pennies, because those went on the auction block. And the final ones that were minted that had the little Omega marking at the end, they went for a good old, the last U.S. cent sold for $16.7 million.
Whoa! That's a lot more than a penny.
So take that, Bitcoin. Yeah. Of course, they had to round up because of the penny thing.
Oh.
But, you know, yeah. It all worked out. So, congratulations, rich people, whoever ended up with it. What not?
Tis the season of love and presents and fun and so many diamonds. So who's the latest to break one out? That would be none other than Donald Trump Jr. The president's mini-me popped the question to Bettina Anderson. He broke the news at a White House Christmas party this week, and the duo began dating a year ago. Apparently, he was concerned she would not say yes. The bride says she feels like the luckiest girl in the entire world, and the groom's dad feels that she is a classy addition to the family. Perhaps most importantly, she's got impeccable fashion sense.
Ah.
So,
there you
priorities.
Go.
And I guess her job is being a socialite. I don't know how you train for that, but I'm pretty sure I'm doing it wrong.
That's also what Elle's family feels about me, is that my impeccable fashion sense. So,
you are a socialite.
Is everybody invited
to
that one?
Everyone's invited.
Because I'll crash it.
I have my doubts.
I'll crash a Trump family wedding.
I'll do That'd a cake fun. Stand. Let's go.
By the way, the Donald, of course, on rescheduled for
MAGA
8:15 today. He'll be so happy about that. Good news is the American Veterinary Medical Association, otherwise known as AVMA. Not asthma. That would be ironic. They have now cleared and given a clean bill of health to all of Santa's reindeer for the upcoming, well, flight. Just a
thank
few.
Heavens.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they had the checkup at the North Pole, and they announced their president, Michael Bailey. Not George.
Okay.
Our exam confirmed the reindeer are in excellent condition. On the flip side, so far, NORAD has not cleared Santa for his flights. Not making that up, and we will see maybe at 8:15 why.
Mega.
Coming on the way.
Merry Christmas!
I'm not saying there's reasons, but there might be reasons.
You can't doge Santa.
I don't know, but we'll go to the source on the way later on in the show.
So Mariah Carey just got the memo and is shocked that sometimes younger generations don't want to listen to music that's 30 years old. Not here at Hank, mind you, because we're the coolest kids in the room, 6'7". But Gen Z is saying no to All I Want for Christmas Is You. Uh-uh. It may not be the most popular holiday song for a long time in the year 2025. Apparently, she considers Christmas her Super Bowl, and this is where the diva makes a lot of money.
I think they're going to Wham. To be honest with you,
don't Whamageddon me. Do not do it.
They love
this.
It.
Does not count.
No,
this does not count. Okay,
no, but I could if I wanted to.
Yeah, Mariah feels this could compromise her brand.
Mm.
She's got a brand.
Heaven forbid.
We'll be seeing a lot of that next year, because she'll be doing the opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympics.
I think she's providing like two or three of the rings of the Olympic rings.
Really? Really?
Yeah, she's been at it a while. All right, here we go. Hate to be the bearer of it, but notable passings. First of all, Texan. He was born out there in Amarillo, but he grew up and was one of the Lubbock musicians of legendary note. The great Joe Ely passing away, age of 78. Yesterday, his family, he'd just been living outside of Austin. But, boy, such a big influence. And one of the first country guys that really kind of rocked out a little too hard for the establishment. And never, ever wavered from that. And never bent to or conform. The great Joe Ely, man. Also losing General Hospital star Anthony Geary. Passing away at the age of 78, ironically from complications from an operation that was being held in Amsterdam. But he was Luke Spencer.
Yeah, the Luke and Laura wedding.
Yep.
If you know, you know.
So passing away at the age of 78. And then a lot more details, and you can search it if you want. But I just still can't get over this Rob Reiner thing. So that just continues to unfold. But the son, Nick, has been arrested and is being held without bail by authorities.
So doing good deeds is great for the soul, not to mention the bank account. Now, a guy in Maryland really jumped in to help when a relative said, yeah, I can't handle all this by myself. He said, sure, I'll be right over. That mystery family member decided to give him a little gift for all of his assistance. It was a lottery ticket that won him $100,000. Not sure what the moral of the story is, but lottery tickets are pretty lucrative.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it right there. I'm messing with the audio for our Hank Facebook Livers. Just let me know if that helped or didn't.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of audio, pretty cool little thing with a wedding that happened over the weekend. And a hopeful English bride loves Coldplay. We all got faults. You got to overlook them, but nonetheless. And she asked Coldplay's frontman, Chris Martin, would you show up at her kiddo's wedding? just sending a nice little note congratulating the couple.
Aw.
Yeah. Well, actually, Chris Martin of Coldplay ended up getting a helicopter and actually flying to the wedding,
wow,
surprising everybody, and singing there at the reception for the first dance for Abby and James Hotchkiss. And then Chris Martin jetted away after he gave the new couple a hug.
Aww.
So I think that's a pretty cool thing. Of course, you know, last time he showed up, and we all know about that couple that ended a marriage.
Say,
so
yeah,
he kind of leveled the table.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, anybody that knows how to sing,
we're getting married!
We could probably get you a helicopter. And then finally, the last thing they say in a new study that many of us see when we go to bed, and the first thing that we see when we wake up in the morning is our phone. Not for long.
We're getting married! 92.1 KFM.